Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Joining us right now is Garrett Graff. He is the author of a book called The Threat Matrix, FBI at War. And this is about how Robert Mueller reinvented the FBI after 9/11, about technology and dealing with terror threats and everything, really modernized the FBI. So who better to discuss Robert Mueller than Garrett Graff? Garrett, good morning and welcome to the show. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be here.
So you clearly now, since you know a lot about Robert Mueller, so you are the guy to talk to about this appointment. Were you surprised to see Robert Mueller's name come up and see him pop up as this special counsel?
It had been rumored for a couple of days, but I was surprised to see him pop up, although he exists in a very rarefied existence in Washington as someone really above reproach, as someone very apolitical, very nonpartisan. And so in some ways, when you begin to think through who the people could be who could step into such a difficult and challenging political situation, Robert Mueller actually is on a pretty short list there.
And he actually has a broad range with this, with the charge that he was given, because he can also investigate any governmental matters that may come out of this. And so he has a broad range here. Do you see him being that guy who says, okay, I know I'm investigating the Russia thing, but look over here, we have the unmasking that goes along with this. And so we're going to start to see maybe some investigations going that direction. Do you see him reaching this out, or is he going to just stay in this one lane?
So Bob Mueller historically is very good at staying in his lane. He stays very focused on the task in front of him. But he is someone who also is a tenacious prosecutor. He is a lifelong career prosecutor. This is the thing that he enjoys and drives him more than anything else in life. He was the head of the criminal division at the Justice Department during the first Bush administration, then spent just a few months in private practice before he got so frustrated with life in private practice that he gave up his $400,000 a year job to go back to being a junior homicide prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C.
Wow. So let me see. He's 72 years old. He's been out doing private law, which, as you say, may not be his favorite thing in the world. I've noticed that they've given him 60 days just to come up with a budget, which suggests this is not going to be a quick and snap kind of investigation. Why do you think he decided to do this? Well, I mean, what would be the motivation for him at 72 to take on something like this?
Simply public service. He is a dedicated
He's that guy, yeah.
He's that guy. He is the guy who he graduated from Princeton and volunteered to go to Vietnam long before people were beginning to dodge the draft. He signed up, joined the Marines, went to Vietnam. And this is someone who sort of at every moment in his life has chosen the path where he could serve the nation.
What about his politics? Do we have any sense at all about that?
Well, he is resolutely nonpartisan and apolitical. He has primarily served in Republican administrations. He was appointed Deputy Attorney General, head of the Criminal Division, and FBI Director, all under the first and the second Bush administration. But he was also appointed a U.S. Attorney by President Clinton. and FBI director again by Barack Obama, who appointed, who asked him to stay on an extra 2 years, an unprecedented 12-year term in total, which was so unprecedented that it required a special act of Congress to allow him to stay on and extend his term.
So it would assume that he is well thought of on Capitol Hill then, right?
He's incredibly well thought of on Capitol Hill. His original nomination was for FBI director was approved 98-0, and this is someone who has deep respect on both sides of the aisle on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about his ability to control things in what seems to be a very uncontrollable environment. The big problem that has been plaguing, obviously, the Trump administration is the leaks, How does he control leaks coming out of this investigation? Because we don't know where these leaks are coming. They seem to be coming from everywhere. How does he control that?
Well, I think what you're going to see is a relatively small team of highly seasoned top investigators. News last night that Bob Mueller's former chief of staff, who'd been working with him in private practice, a guy named Aaron Zebley, is going to be joining this investigation. Now, Aaron Zebley was one of the early FBI agents chasing al-Qaeda, actually, even before 9/11. So these are sort of seasoned, experienced investigators with a long track record and deep personal loyalty to Bob Mueller.
And so this goes at minimum 60 days. I mean, they got 60 days to come up with a budget. It's going to go much longer than that. And your sense of it is this is a guy who will run silent and quietly in his investigation, right?
Yes, and I don't think that there should be any expectation that this will happen quickly.
Yeah.
You know, FBI investigations do not move quickly. And Bob Mueller is going to be incredibly careful. This is going to be a by-the-book investigation every single step of the way.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.